The Racing Pulse Thursday Trial Show with Racing.com's Matt Welsh.
Always great to have Matty Welsh on the Trial Show every Thursday because that's where we can build our bank for the week and plot the course of future winners. How are you, Matty?
Very well, Michael. How are you?
Yeah, very, very well. Interested to see that we are looking at trials from Werribee on Monday. Overall, what did you think of the trials? Are there many black bookers to follow?
Big fields in the trials at Werribee on Monday, and I think there was a number of extremely promising two-year-olds that went around in the middle of the set. They ran the quickest times of the morning, the two-year-olds, and looked to have very good ability, a number of them that we haven't yet seen at the races. So I think it was a strong set, as strong a set as we've seen in the last month at the very least. So plenty of horses to follow.
All right. Well, let's have a look at some of the major runners. Anything in Heat 1 take your eye?
Nice trial by Romancer, who I highlighted on this show a couple of weeks ago as well. Finished back in eighth, but don't worry about that. Was only beaten 1.5 lengths, and he looked magnificent in his action once again. Five-year-old son of Redwood, and as I've said a few times, the breed generally take a little bit of time, so he looks in tremendous order. And out of Heat 1 as well, I think Saddle the Sun's a noteworthy galloper, formerly trained by Lindsay Park. He hasn't been seen since the 1st of November 2017. He's unbeaten. He showed a lot of promise in his three starts back in 2017 and thought he went quite well up on speed. So he looks to be in good order for the Kamani Yard, but keen to follow Romancer out of Heat 1.
All right, and I see Ligulate went around as well.
Ligulate did. Trialled very well in Heat 2. Just having a little kick-over trial on the back of the sire's run recently, so looks to be in very good order for Godolphin, and I think will run very well when he's next at the races. And one that I'm keen to follow out of Heat 3, I think one of the better trials, particularly the older horses of the morning, trained by Andrew Noblett, a horse called Think We're Due, four-year-old gelding. It's just won one from six. But he was extremely impressive in Heat 3, which was the quickest of the 1,100-metre trial. So keen to follow Think We're Due out of Heat 3.
Skador's a horse we know. You're keen on the way it's trialled as well?
Yeah, absolutely. Trialled very well. One of the more impressive two-year-olds that I mentioned, of course, for Danny O'Brien, and stable's going quite well at the moment. They booed at Flemington back in January. Heat 8 settled in behind the speed and just showed it, its rivals a clean pair of heels in the straight. Won by 3.5 lengths, was eased up on the line. So very impressive trial by Skador in Heat 8.
And was there another one, Careless Whisper, that was also very impressive, the filly?
Yeah, Lindsay Park had a good number of two-year-olds at the trials on Monday. Careless Whisper, trialled in the blinkers, the Nakone filly. So she was there to run time, and she certainly did that. Another one who was right up on speed from the get-go and just kicked away effortlessly in the straight. And what I like to see is the rivals in behind being given a good test to chase, and they certainly were. And she had several lengths on her rivals, so very keen to follow Careless Whisper out of Heat 10.
And you've got a couple to follow out of Heat 11?
Yeah, the first two over the line here went very well, Spirit Medium and Excused. Spirit Medium's had a couple of trials up in Sydney before coming south for James Cummings. Now looks ready to go to the races. Very professional type of filly. She went very well. And then, again, another one for David Hayes, Ben Hayes and Tom Dominic took out this heat and Excused. Settled outside the leader, just had to be pushed along at the top of the straight. But those first two over the line put a big gap on their rivals, and I think they're both worth following, Excused and Spirit Medium.
And a big set of trials. In Heat 16, you've also found another one to put into the black book.
Another one for Lindsay Park, a more-than-ready filly, Manasari. She hasn't broken her maiden yet, but she was very impressive in Heat 16. And I think wherever she turns up first up, she is going to be extremely hard to beat.
All right. So a number of black bookers. If you were to pin one or two out of the Werribee trials, who would be the ones with the asterisks?
Look, I'm really excited to see Romancer in the coming weeks because we've seen him do it twice now at the trials in recent times. I think he's in excellent order. I think Careless Whisper, Skador, and they're probably the two-year-olds that I think can just go to the races and get the job done in coming weeks. But it was a really strong set. I'll put a full review up on racing.com, so plenty to follow there.
All right, we look forward to those black bookers, but let's make some cash today. And I love it when you have a couple of selections on a Thursday during the day, and that is what we've got at Wangaratta.
Yeah, keen at Wangaratta today. We'll kick off in Heat 2 with a filly that I mentioned on this program a couple of weeks ago, and it's a Sahara. She trialled extremely well at Tatura. She got back in that trial, circled the field, but put them away strongly under very light riding. Also found a jump out for her up at Swan Hill, where she showed a good deal of speed, won that trial comfortably. I think from gate two, she can be right there in the early stages. She looks hard to beat. Just having a small little save on one from the Andrew Noblet yard down the bottom in Witchful Thinking, who has jumped out well at Caulfield twice. Jamie Carr in the saddle. I think she's the main danger, but really interesting story. You're behind it to Sahara. She's just a $1,500 purchase from the Bovis sale last year. So it'd be great for her to win for Helen Burns up at Swan Hill.
Absolutely. By Turak Toff, the little chestnut filly. And $4.20. You happy at $4.20?
I think it's a pretty good price. I think those two first starters for mine are the two to beat. I'm happy to have probably, you know, sort of $5 on It's a Sahara, maybe $2 on Witchful Thinking, so that you end up in front stake accordingly to that. I think pretty good play in race two.
All right. Now, you like one in race number three as well, Transfiguration?
I do. I think this is a very, very speedy five-year-old making his debut. We had a soft trial at Tatura on April 17. Has since been to the Wangaratta jump out and went straight to the front and put a big space on his rivals. Gate four, Blake McDougall rides Wangaratta very well. I think he'll put this horse up on speed. He's about that $4.20 mark, as you say. I think he's a deserving favourite and going to be very hard to beat in race three. That's number nine, Transfiguration.
Well, sadly, we've missed the price. Opened up at $7, into $4.20, now $3.50.
Oh, hopefully it'll ease out a bit closer to jump time. I think if those who back them off the jump out early, they often drift a bit as the sort of market becomes a bit more fluid closer to race time.
That's a very good point for the punters out there. Are you on already?
No, I'm not. No.
What about race seven? There's one here that you like as well, a big price.
Yeah, certainly why not just be throwing in the quaddy and having something very small on. I think it's around $34 at the moment in the former number eight, Magic Monarch. He was in behind him in a Tatura trial recently, never got clear. Over the last 50 metres, he just sort of got a bit of space and made some nice late ground. His best runs have come at Wangaratta, goes okay at the distance. Good first up record, six goes, two wins, a second and a third, and has no issue with the soft track. So I thought he was massively over the odds, Magic Monarch there, race seven, number eight, and $34, I'll be having something to win a bit more the place and throwing him in the quaddy.
Gee, we like that. $34 might be a nice little bank build it for the weekend. And speaking of the weekend, it's a tough meeting at Flemington. Big fields, a very competitive race day, but you found one. Urak, who we know is a horse with a lot of ability.
Gone to the biggest field of the day down the straight here to try and make a field of bank on Saturday. Look, this mare is one I've always had a lot of time for. She won her first four starts, trained by Nathan McPherson at Cranbourne. Had two runs in the spring after a long break. She was then trained by a Mornington trainer in Carla Bedotti. Back with Nathan McPherson now, has the tongue tie going on. She's been up for a while. She trialled in early April, but her most recent jump out at Cranbourne was just outstanding. Love her drawn right out in gate 18 down the straight. I think that's a very good draw for her. And as I said, her early form is very good. She produced some good ratings in winning some of those early races. And I think she's going to be very hard to beat. One of the, well, my best bet on the card at Flemington on Saturday, race three, number nine, Urak.
Ooh, $5.50. We like that. Maddie, you've done it again. You've left us with plenty of winners. And hopefully we can have a fill-up today at Wangaratta. Good luck. Well done, mate.
Thanks, Michael. Cheers.